In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, as we gather to celebrate these sacred mysteries, let us prepare ourselves, examining our lives and our response to God's grace, for he calls us in his word, who enter through the narrow way. At times we struggle in following Christ, let's have confidence in his mercy as we call to mind our sins. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Lord.
Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has risen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west and from the north and the south, and will recline a table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Father Ken Green, that's BSU boy, and that's the area. That's why I'm wearing this white shirt. And you've probably never heard of Mercedarians, and that's okay. We're not Dominicans, even though we look like them, and easily confused with them. I'm here because, as you can probably imagine, Father Merrick has a little vacation, so I'm just filling in this week and next week. And the way it turned out was that we're invited by the bishop and urged by our bishop here to join in what's needed for the prison ministry in particular as Mercedarians. You can look up our history on orderofmercy.org, so I'm not going to give them all of that. So our community came in January, and our superior there, Father Richard, thought that by this time we'd have one of our priests from India here to help us out, and he'd be able to cover, but that didn't happen. So I'm here instead. I'm just happy to be with you. We have two parishes in Cleveland, that's where I'm from, and we have a parish and a community in Philadelphia. I'm stationed in Roy, New York, between Buffalo and Rochester, that's another community, and we have one in St. Petersburg, and McClenny here, and that's it, that's our vicariate. And I'd like to just, you know, share and reflect on God's word with you all today. And, you know, when we hear Jesus talking about the narrow gate and weeping and gnashing of teeth, you know, in the gospel, and also the second reading about accepting the discipline of the Lord, you know, and all of that, we should feel a little uncomfortable, you know, squirm, all of us, you know, what does this all mean? What's he trying to say to us? And, first, let's see the second reading. Let's talk about accepting the discipline of the Lord. You know, the word disciple means someone who accepts the discipline of the Lord. That means effort, accepting the effort involved in following our Lord. It's not a walk in the park. You know, it means renouncing our own will, you know, embracing what God asks of us at times. It involves real suffering. Maybe it could be a physical suffering. Maybe it's just the, you know, the suffering that it means to be a witness to Christ when it's not comfortable, when it's difficult, when there are moments when we have to be a defender of the faith. Are we prepared to do that, or do we just check out? Oh, let Father do it. Well, Father's not there, you know, the issues come up where you and I are present. We all have to, you know, enter what it means to be a disciple. So this is one aspect about the journey the Lord is inviting us to reflect on. And then the other part, the first reading, is a beautiful vision. God wants to gather his people to himself. He wants to gather all the nations. And one of our fathers from India this past week, he just started reflecting on the reality that also the image of the net, you know, the fishermen, and even Jesus used the image of the net, gathering everything. Well, you know, he was reflecting on the gift that we have today in the internet, and how it could possibly be a new net to gather the people. Well, it certainly is wonderful in the access to information. You know, I really enjoy listening to Bishop Barron. I hope all of you know him. Brother Mike Schmidt, you know, Ascension Media. Eternal Word has their own app, and they've got all kinds of great content. But you know, the other part of the question is how many are willing to see those things and listen to those things and spend the time listening to it. You know, if it's more than 6 minutes, if it's more than 2 minutes, maybe you won't bother. But you really, to be formed and to be prepared, we have to invest time and energy, and we make choices about what we invest our time and our energy in. And you know, the things that are simpler and more attractive, they're easier, but they're deceiving. You know, that's the thing that's also part of the problem of the internet. You know, there's a blessing, but you know, there's also the obvious problems with it, the dark side of it, and all those difficulties too. And a reality too, where sometimes, you know, instead of helping us to grow together as a human community, sometimes it seems to be more of a block. It seems to be more of something that doesn't facilitate our coming together and our human communication. Because really, the gospel, the good news, only comes through that human communication. Because that gospel, that good news, is a person. A human person, that is Jesus. And he is working through us. So we have these things, but we have to use them to help us be formed and to have those difficult conversations. Now, one of my favorite pastimes or challenges or whatever I should say is looking at some of the videos are freely available about the arguments for the existence of God. And you know, it is endless. You've watched one that shows all these wonderful things that really make you stand in awe. And then you'll get somebody like Stephen Woodward who will take, for example, an argument, the Kalam cosmological argument, and he'll break it down and he'll put all these objections. And then like, okay. So, you know, I can imagine people seeing all those objections and then just say, okay, you know, God doesn't exist. But fail to go then look to see another video will show all the debunking of that debunking. You see what I'm saying? And it's kind of like a rabbit hole. So you end up going through all this stuff. But you know, we have to do that work. We have to, you know, understand for ourselves where people are, because people are there. Do you know that? I just saw this UK those who are 18 to 30 years old believe, literally, 89% believe there is no meaning to our existence. Why? Well, okay, we have the beauty, goodness, but there's a deception in there, too. So, they just need to see these good things. They need to see these good things and to embrace the good news that is in Jesus. So let us learn those things. Let us learn this good news that Christ is giving us. Because you can't see them. You can see the arguments that are there for the existence of God. And come to embrace that and be convinced. And then this last one, I'd like to give about the reality that we have to reflect on, the reality of the beauty of heaven and a relationship with God, but also there is the reality of our free choice and not accepting that. And what is that reality? And Jesus speaks about that, and it's not an easy conversation, the reality of the existence of hell and the reality of purgatory. Each one of these things require our reflection. It require for us to understand, what does this mean? So let's reflect a little bit, just briefly. The beauty of heaven, something beyond our imagining. It is something that goes far beyond what anything we can imagine. The best way I've seen it presented is is living in a 2D world. Imagine we're living in this two dimensions. And we're trying to explain to somebody the reality of a 3D world. If you're living in two dimensions and you want to describe a sphere to that person, what will they see? Just a circle. So heaven, you know, we have something of it, all the virtues, you know, the love of God that's poured out in our Savior and lived in our hearts, and the growth of virtue and service. There are little bits of heaven that help us to see the love of God. And God is that, it's like the sun. He doesn't love one day, not love another day, no? He's always loving. He's always filled with love for all of us. But he can't make us love him. When we freely choose not to love, who gets burned? We do. No? And God must honor our choice. So that is a reality, no? And because of that freedom that's there, God doesn't send anyone there. No? It is the reality of our freedom. Now that's not an easy conversation to have, is it? Not even, and even the Catechism, 1033, look it up, you know, says, what is the definition of the reality of hell? It's the definitive self-exclusion of the person from the presence of God. There again, you can understand inside that definition that, as the saying goes, the gates of hell are locked from the inside. But the God's love and his desire for us is that we come to him. That's the good news. But we must come freely. Sometimes we have these conversations. Sometimes our friends or family may say, well, I don't want to talk about it. Well, then we can reply, well, when do you want to? You know, and have that urgency in the heart. Because that's what the psalm said today, no? That let's go out and share the good news. Even I really was happy to hear that wonderful song, 10,000 Reasons. You know, I think sometimes in our parish we do have that. But I'm wondering how many of us have that song in our own digital media. I mean, I do. And you know, that's the way our life should be. We should be living that fully, embracing all this goodness, and then give witness to it. So let's make this our prayer. and recognize that the Lord is inviting us to be his disciples, to bring in that wonderful catch, God's people, and embrace fully in our lives and our hearts the kingdom of God.